Hey y'all, this is your host, April D. Metzler for the RSVP Show. I have a new segment that I'd love for you to join here shortly called Scripture Reflections. Of course, we will be diving right into Scripture, so be sure to grab your Bible, study pad, and pencil or pen and get ready because we are going to visit all about God's Word and His great love for you. Are you ready? Let's visit. Hello, 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 and welcome to another broadcast of the RSVP Show. I'm your host, April D. Metzler, and I'm going to be diving into Scripture Reflections, which is a new segment here on the show, and it's exclusively for the Godfident Ladies moving forward over on Facebook and Christian Women's Book Club as well, so be sure to go over there and join those. If you're catching this on the replay, be sure to hit hashtag replay and I'll come back around and visit with you about your thoughts on this word study and verse references. So we're going to be diving into this. And of course, this is the second video for the series that is tied to being a child of God. And so we're going to be in Galatians chapter 3, verses 25 through 27 for this broadcast. Be sure to go ahead and get your study pad and all that jazz just in case Holy Spirit decides he's going to pour into you some goodness and extra layers in this passage. So out of the NASB translation that I have in my Bible, it reads in 25, "But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Now, we're going to be focusing on the Strong's Concordance number 1746, and it's the Greek word enduo, and it means to clothe or be clothed with. And we are actually going to focus on that mainly because really it's talking about, you know, putting on Christ. It's a huge thing, you know, to choose, you know, God and Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, let alone, you know, actively participating in life with Him and partnering with Him. And so understanding the word usages here really help us to just grasp that concept a little bit better, or at least it has for me. And so if we delve into this, it means to clothe or be clothed with in the sense of sinking into a garment. Now picture like a comfy robe or something that is just super, super just soft and just luxurious, and you just sink into it and you're there. That's where you're at. You're in the moment. And that's what it's like, you know, to be connected to Jesus in that capacity. And so our Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, though, if we go into that one, it talks about being arrayed or clothed with or endued or put on, like an endowment of sorts, right? And it comes from 1722 and 1416 for my note takers. And it means in the sense of sinking into a garment, to invest with clothing, literally or figuratively, array or clothe with or have put on. So it's like, it's as in like the condition or state. When you delve into like breaking down this combo word, you find out that it's like in which something operates from the inside, like within, and it's entered into and is set or is setting. It's in the process of setting, like a sunset, you know, it's in that capacity where it's, you're being established. And so there's a lot of depth, and it's being established from within, not without, right? It's in the inside where Christ dwells in us, right? And so it's really rich if you delve into this, and I encourage you to do so. Other word usages throughout Scripture, just for extra interpretation, is in metaphorical phrases, it's talking about armor, and figuratively, like so-called armor. But another reference is properly to envelop in or to hide in, which are really good, you know, passages to look up, like hidden in God. What does that look like to be hidden in God? What does it look like to be surrounded in His love, protected on all sides? You know, there's so many scriptures there. And then another is to put on or clothe with a garment, which is what we've already referenced. Another is to be furnished with anything. adorned with a virtue as if clothed with the garment. So it's sort of like a figurative reference there. And then another instance of that word usage in scripture, it says to become so possessed of the mind of Christ as in thought, feeling, and action to resemble him. And as it were, reproduce the life he lived. Like, that's it. That's the goal right there, right, you guys? And so we're going to jump on over to the Webster's Dictionary, 1828. As I said on my first episode here for this, this is what we look at. And we're going to look at the word clothe. So it's as close as we can get to that turn of phrase there where it says have put on Christ, right? And so references in that mean to invest, to give to by commission, as to clothe with power or authority. And another one is to invest, to surround, and to encompass, right? Jam-packed power right here, you guys. Come on. To cover or spread over as the earth is clothed, you know, that's another reference. To put on, to invest, to cover, to clothe thoughts with words is a good example. To furnish with raiment, to provide with clothes. To put on garments, to invest the body with raiment, to cover with dress. For concealing nakedness and defending the body from cold or injuries, you know, a literal clothing of oneself. And then, of course, you can see also cloth. And this is pretty cool. I just thought it was neat for all of you creatives. But it actually uses a definition, and it says the canvas on which pictures are drawn, or a texture or covering put to a particular use. I thought those were really profound and something to really delve into, so I'm going to add them on here. So our final reflections for this segment, you guys, I'm telling you, this is so good. If you could just soak all of this in, I really want you guys to focus on what is was required to actually come in order for us to choose Jesus Christ as our covering, you know? Like it says, but now that faith has come, right? That's what we're focused on. It's the faith part. You know, faith has come. And so these questions are geared toward that. And so here we go. Are you ready? Got your pen and paper? It says, what does it mean to you for Jesus Christ to author and perfect faith in our lives? What is it most difficult for you to invest time when is it most difficult for you to invest time being still in the presence of God? What does the term being still mean to you? How often have you found yourself depending on God to be hidden under the shadow of his wings? And how did you feel during that time? What are some new ways that you can clothe yourself, quote unquote, in faith even more than you are doing right now? And so these things, I challenge you to delve into researching this word, clothe, or to clothe or put on or endo, you know, the combo word there, because it comes from two root words in the original text. And just delve into that and look at what that looks like in action in your life and consider these things prayerfully, guys. Of course, if you would like this PDF edition of what I just read to you and prepared for you guys for this episode, you can find that on my website at aprildmetzler.com, and be sure to download that. And the link should be in the comments here or the description here with the video and the post and all that jazz. So, of course, if you have any thoughts on this scripture passage or anything that came up, be sure to comment as well. And I'll be coming back around and checking comments on these. So remember, God loves you. You're not alone and you are loved. And so I just wanted to add this encouragement to your day. And if you want to share this out with someone, be sure to do that and invite them to the groups if you are watching this in the Godfident Ladies or Christian Women's Book Club. All right, you guys. Bye for now.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of RSVP Show. We hope these moments of reflection and stillness for victory in your pursuit of God were a blessing to you. Stay connected with April at April D. Metzler through social media. New music singles and her debut music album are available to add to your favorite playlist on streaming platforms. And you can get a copy of her book wherever books are sold. Learn more about the great things she's doing to bless God and his people on her website at aprildmetzler.com. Thank you for joining this visit with us. Always remember, God loves you.